Hi, this is Victoria Hargis. Welcome to the accompanying audio for Release, Rediscover, and Renew. It's never too late to start again. This bonus audio, together with the PDF that you've downloaded, will allow you to start achieving and creating the life that you want, a life that you desire rather than the life that you have. Vision is about the ability to think about or plan the future with imagination or wisdom. In order to participate at the highest level, it's important to prepare yourself to release your old non-empowering beliefs and create a new vision of where you are going that's in alignment with your soul's purpose. The packet, the accompanying packet, PDF, and this bonus audio will help you identify and release what isn't serving you and get yourself ready to receive all that life has to offer. You see, once we rediscover who we are on the essential level, we can release old fears and restart our lives in the pattern we want. We can set the intention to create a life that will allow you to generate the emotions and affirmations that brings that life to you. Making time to get in touch with where you are now will be the greatest gift you can give yourself this year. Now imagine dropping a Christmas ornament. As it shatters on the floor, we can sweep it up and throw it away, or we can reuse the pieces and create a mosaic of the sum of the colors, pieces that are colored from the outside and some that are shiny from the inside. As women, our lives are often a mosaic of the places where we felt the most pain. Just as like the Christmas ornament that gets shattered, we get shattered, and there we are. Many of us had to learn to reach deep within to discover how to become a leader in our lives and design a life that we can live spectacularly. You see, life starts when you decide to create your life with awareness. By starting your journey and becoming aware of who you are and what you're thinking and feeling, you can use the pieces of your past and create a beautiful mosaic. So let's get started. There are areas in our lives that can bring us power or suck the power away from us, and learning what areas or fields are responsible for the draining effect we feel allows us to make small changes that reap big rewards. You see, each of these fields can add to your energy or take away from it. Think of the feelings you get when your office or home is clean and neat as you walk into it. Then imagine a hoarder's abode and feel the feelings you would get walking into their home. Chaos takes from our energy field. Calmness adds to it. Cleaning out a field of power allows you to access the power contained within it to propel you forward into your ideal life. A brief explanation will follow with more in-depth information and an exercise provided to help you assess where you are on the individual tracks. So as we go through the different fields, I'm going to explain what each one of them includes, and you might want to take notes or just refer to the PDF, which will give you it in printed form. The memetic field, that's M-E-M-E-T-I-C, field, includes ideas, values, thoughts, beliefs, paradigms, styles, and habits that were passed down from generation to generation in your family and also in society. The memetic field also includes the information and the knowledge that you've acquired over your lifetime through books, websites, magazines, television, radio, and even interaction with other people. The body field includes the body, the hair, the skin, the nails, the health, the energy, and the energy. This field touches the network field, which I'll explain further a little bit later, as it includes the physicians, the skincare consultants, massage therapists, hairdressers, physical therapists, dietitians, personal trainers, and other professionals who support your physical body and well-being. The spiritual field includes our connections to the higher power, to God or spirit, the invisible connection we feel to others and the universe. It includes the methods of connecting to spiritual aspects of our life, such as if you do meditation or prayer. It also includes our places of worship. The self field includes our strengths and talents and personalities, feelings, emotions, values, passions, and skills. The self field includes the intangible aspects of our being. The nature field includes nature, parks, bodies of water, seasons of the year, pets, plants, seasons of life, and the outdoors. As humans, we are part of nature, so access to this field is crucial for our survival and ultimate well-being. The relationship field includes those people in our life who are closest to us and with whom we have an intimate connection. This includes family, close friends, close colleagues, co-workers, mentors, and neighbors who are in our lives on a daily basis. The financial field includes bills, credit cards, money, investments, insurance, stocks and bonds, and people who support your financial well-being, which could be accountants, financial planners, and stockbrokers. This field also includes any tools or support services you use to achieve your financial goals, such as files, computer programs, budgets, or banks. When exploring the financial field, it's also important, probably more important, to look closely at the relationship you have with money and your beliefs around money and prosperity and abundance, because those beliefs will actually sabotage anything else that you do. The physical field includes the very tangible aspects of our lives: our home, our office, our car, our furnishings, artwork, toys, boats, and accessories. The physical field provides visual cues to what's going on in our life. If there is a lot of clutter, noise, broken equipment, this can be visual clues to looking deeper to discover your thoughts, energies, and behaviors, which are contained within the mimetic field. The network field is an extension of the relationship field. It includes people with whom you are on a first-name basis, yet you do not have a deep and intimate connection. The network field includes business associates, community organizations, support groups that you might belong to. The goal of the network field is usually to provide an exchange of information and to build bridges to people who can support you in enhancing both your business and your personal life. So the question to ask yourself is, how are your fields? Now, be aware that it is in our nature to think and say, "I'm fine," when we first start looking at our fields. I'm challenging you to dig deep, because if your field is not exactly the way you want it, then you have cloudy fields. To determine the fields that need attention in your life, please complete the following assessment. Circle the number that represents your current state of the fields in your life, and refer to the information on the previous pages or in this audio if you need refreshment on what's contained in each field. Jot down notes if you would like for each of the fields of how you would improve the state of it. Questions to ask for each of these fields: what do I see now that is serving me? What is it I don't see yet that might be holding me back? On a scale of 1 to 5, where 1 needs help and 5 is perfect, I'd like you to look at the following areas in your life or fields in your life and determine what's needs work. So if we go into the mimetic field, I can guarantee that you probably all need help in this. The mimetic field is the one that hides who we are from us to a large degree. We are only capable of seeing what is on our map of reality, which is the tools and the information that we receive growing up and throughout our life. This provides the framework for how we view and see our life and what we become aware of. So on a scale of 1 to 5, 1 needs help, everything is perfect, circle the appropriate square. Let's go into the body field. 1 to 5. Does it need help or is everything perfect? Are you where you want to be with your body? Next, the spiritual field, 1 through 5. The self field, remember, this is our personality, our traits, our behavior. How about our relationship field, the people that are closest to us? Remembering that the people that are closest to us, the 5 people we spend the most time with, actually determines how we are in our own life. Does it need help or is everything perfect? Nature. Do you get out into nature? Are you able to renew who you are and experience nature to help heal or allow you quiet time to reassess your life and to bring some awareness into it? 1 to 5. Physical. Your physical environment. Are you, do you have the attic from hell or the garage that you can't put your car into? Everything from one needs help to everything is perfect. How about your finances? Do you avoid your finances? Do you wait till the end of the year before you even look at your expenses and just hope that there's enough to pay for it at the end of the month or the end of the year? And then your network. Do you have people in your network that are helping you or that are hindering you? Do you need to bring different kinds of people into your life? On a scale of one, where it needs help to everything is perfect, circle the appropriate answer. So what do you need to do in order to be prepared to create the life you want? You with this assessment that you just did, you have to be willing to let go of the things that are holding you're holding on to in your current life. The fields that we live in, all nine of them, either inspire us or expire us. That is, they either help us grow or they are killing us. They facilitate our success or they detract from our success. They energize us or they drain us. They relax us or they stress us. It's good news that we have a lot of control over the fields that affect us. We can, for example, declutter our office, create better filing systems, paint a wall, redecorate a room, clean out the garage, join a health club, hire a personal trainer, buy a treadmill or some free weights. We can join a yoga class or a mastermind group, move to a new area, take walks in the park, schedule more time with friends, stop hanging out with negative people, hire a coach, hire a financial planner, join an investment club, feng shui your home or apartment, subscribe to a positive magazine. It's true that our fields exert a lot of control over our feelings and behavior, but we have the power to create fields that positively impact us. There are only three things you can do to transform a field. You can add something, like a new person, a new piece of equipment, a new belief, delete something, a negative person, the TV from your bedroom, a self-limiting belief or clutter, or you can modify something, like painting a room or set a boundary with a family member or change where you eat dinner. As you review the nine fields that constantly surround you in your life, ask yourself, what could I add, delete, or modify in each of these fields that would contribute to my success or enhance the quality of my life? Usually, we are unconscious about the effects that our fields are having on us. Now you can be aware of each of these fields and choose to consciously design them to support you in creating and maintaining the life you wish to experience. It is essential to realize that your field design is the key to sustainable success in life. Your field must be redesigned for life, for the life that you're playing now. For most of us, the field is a reflection of the games and the attitudes and beliefs that we used to play. We have a two-way relationship with the world around us. The world is adapting to us, and we are adapting to what is there in the world. Gradually, the world becomes a reflection of who we choose to be. It's important to realize that the adaptive process is fast and somewhat transient, while the reflective process is slow but more substantive. Substantial. In other words, over time, the world around you becomes an accurate reflection of who you were on the inside. And this may or may not be good news. While in a new field, quick change may occur, but typically people return to the way they were before they leave that new field. Before, when they leave the new field. So, in order to create sustainable change, you must use your creativity, design sense, and your awareness to help make immediate changes to the outside world that reflect the changes you are making on the inside. Then the adaptive process works for positive change rather than against it. So, when you're trying to lose weight or you're trying to create something new in your life, it's really important that you use all of your creativity and your awareness to help make your changes. As you become aware of the world around you and more connected to it, this leads to sustainable results. I hope you enjoyed this inventory into your current life and where there are areas that you can make changes to get what you want in your life. You can look at what you're attracted into your life as an indication of what areas you need to look at. Here's some examples of actions you can take right now. You can hire a coach to assist you with mindset shifts and with supporting you to make it happen. In fact, I offer a complimentary call that you can find out more about on victoriahargis.com/discovery call. You can tell someone your goals to help make them real and to hold you accountable. You can get a mastermind accountability partner. You can increase your wealth consciousness and read more books like The Soul of Money, Think and Grow Rich, The Big Leap, or Leveraging the Universe. You can listen to audio, which is available on CD Baby, in which I talk about how to arrange your map of reality, your internal map of reality. That's on cdbaby.com/CD/Victoria Hargis 2, or off of our website, you can go to the link. You see, we each have an internal map of reality, and that this audio will help you get started at clearing that up. Here are some examples of what you can ask the universe to do for you. Dear universe, or dear God, where would you have me go today, or this week, or perhaps this month? What would you have me do? What would you have me say, and to whom that would assist me in achieving my goals and heart's desire? Dear universe or God, you know my heart's desires, goals, and intentions, and I trust with all my heart that you will deliver them to me in the most efficient manner and at the best possible time for me, that only you know how. And dear God or universe, please bring to me the opportunities, people, and resources that will best assist me in reaching my heart's desires, goals, and intentions. So I want to say a big thank you to you that downloaded the audio and the PDF, because what a glorious future you have ahead of you. You can create a new chapter, make a fresh start, and allow yourself to be open to the endless possibilities ahead of you. It's an exciting time, a time to stay focused, conscious, mindful, and a time to claim what is yours. Keep in mind the end in mind of what you want to achieve. You can clear old fears and resentments and move forward to a I am, I choose, I create attitude. You can tap into your inner strength and power and keep your desires close to you and continue to make those decisions that will help support your growth and development. If you would like to receive personal coaching on how to take this next year or this year to your next level, book a complimentary discovery call with me to explore the options. That's available at victoriahargis.com/discovery call. If you would like to see more information or more ideas and distinctions to assist you in your life and business, subscribe to receive all future newsletters, resources, and ebooks at victoriahargis.com/sign up. Thank you. I really wish you peace and joy in your journey to rediscover your essential self and release old fears, restart to create the life you want. It is never too late. Victoria Hargis is an expert at turning challenges into accomplishments. Her life exemplifies transition and what it takes to let go of what was in order to grasp the next level of what awaits us all. She works with women who are ready to make changes and discover their purpose and learn how to access their inner leader and claim their place in the world. She does this by helping them let go of their fear, let go of past resentments, and step into their future as impassioned leaders. She is a licensed practitioner of NLP, a certified hypnotist, and a certified transition coach. Her recent book, Raw Leadership, Awaken Your Power Within, walks readers through the steps to experience their own awakening. Look forward to speaking with you and interacting with you in the future. Have a great life. Thank you.